The Tanya for today, the 14th day of Sivan, is at the end of Perek Dalet, chapter 4 of Shara Yichud Ve'emuna, on page 158, and the number at the bottom of the page is 300. We're at the brackets, a little bit past the middle of the page. Until now, the Alter Rebbe has explained that just as the ability to create out of nothing is beyond the comprehension of the created mind, of the created intelligence, the same is also true of the ability to conceal, the tzimtzum. Concealing and hiding this creative force, which is very much present in the created being, so that the created being can retain a feeling of independence, a feeling of selfhood, without becoming bottle, which is the way God wants the world to be. But in order for that to be, this creative power has to be concealed, so that the Shem Elikim, which is also the attribute of Gvura, this is what produces the tzimtzum and the concealment that withholds not the creative power, but the awareness of that creative power, so that although it is there, it remains unknown. And this is beyond the comprehension of the created being, because in the created condition, either something is there and therefore knowable, or it is not there. If there's a tzimtzum in the physical world, the tzimtzum consists of withholding some information or some energy or some power or whatever it is that the tzimtzum is on. But to have everything be given and yet not be known, this is something that only God is capable of. And part of the explanation is every physical object, every physical being is governed by certain properties which he can't help, he can't avoid. That which is holy is governed by the properties of holiness. That which is unholy is governed by the properties of unholiness. So that where there is holiness, that environment, that place, that being which is touched by holiness must be affected by holiness. And therefore there's the impression of holiness left in that being. Where there is unholiness, there is an impression of unholiness that is made, but there can't be the presence of unholiness without the impression of unholiness, because without its impression, the thing doesn't exist. In a relative world, a thing cannot exist without its effect that it has and the impression that it leaves on its environment or in its place. Whereas God, who is not governed by any properties and is not limited to any properties, there is no way, there is no condition, there is no impression that he must leave if he were present, were he present. And therefore he is present and yet leaves no impression of himself. And that only God is capable of, even the highest angels. Where the angel goes, he leaves an impression of holiness. And the fact that there can be angels walking the streets and people don't see, so that doesn't mean that the angel is present for those people and yet doesn't make an impression in those people. If the angel is not making an impression in the people, then he is making an impression on the street or on somebody, but he is making no impression on the people who don't see him, who don't experience him, and therefore for them he isn't there at all. Which is not the same as God being very much present in the created being, because he is giving it existence at all times. So he is very much present in the created being, and yet the created being is completely unaware and unconscious of his presence. Now at the brackets. This concealment and the tzimtzum, the contraction of this life, the life that God gives to the created being, nikra b'shem kelim. This is called vessels. V'hachayis atzmei, and the life that is given, which is being concealed by the tzimtzum, that chayis, that life, is nikra b'shem ur. That's called light. So that the world is basically created through the process of light and vessel. The light is what gives creation its existence, and the vessel is what conceals the creative power from its recipient, from the created being. Shekemei shehakeli mechasal ma shebeteifei. Just as a vessel conceals that which is within it, contains it and conceals it, kach b'chinas ha-tzimtzum, chase u-mastir, the same way the tzimtzum, the gvura, hides and conceals v'hachayis, the light and the life, ha-shefeya, that flows from God to creation. V'hakelim, and what are these vessels? We're talking about a condition in a spiritual world above. What are these vessels? Hein, hein, ha-esiyes, they are the letters with which God creates. In other words, there's the energy in the letter, and then there's the letter itself. The letters themselves are the vessels that that conceal the life that is within them. Sheshar Shon, the origin and the root of the letters is from the He Aseyes Mansepach. The source of the letters with which God created the world is from the five letters Mem Nun Tzadik Pei Chof. Mansepach. These are all final letters. There's a final Mem, a final Nun, a final Tzadik, a final Fe, a final Chof. Shehein He Gvureis, they represent the five severities. There are five severities, there are five kindnesses. Five channels of severity, five channels of kindness, of chesed. So the five channels of severity, severity means withholding, restraining, which is the tzimtzum. So these five severities are represented by these five final letters, the closing letters, which are Mem Nun Tzadik Pei Chof, Man Tzepach. Hamechalkes, and these five gvuras, these five severities, divide, umafrides, and separate, hahevel v'hakel behei meitzois hapeh. The voice is basically composed of, first of all, breath, which is common to all letters and to all articulation. Everything comes from the breath, but the breath needs to be separated and divided into various parts, because the breath itself is equal in all words, in all letters, and in all sounds. So what breaks up the breath to produce the various sounds? It is these five letters, or the five severities, that separate and distinguish and break up the common breath that accompanies all letters, or that is the origin of all letters, and that's how we get the 22 different sounds. Lehisaves, in order to create Chof Beis Aseyes, the 22 letters of the Hebrew alphabet. Shedesh Ahei Gvudeis, and what is the source of these five severities? Hu Butzina de Kardanisa, it is a level described in Kabbalah as Butzina de Kardanisa, the confined light, or the dark light, Shehi Gvura Ilo de Atikyemen. Before there is the creation of the levels of Chachma, Bina, Das, and so on, there is that level that precedes Chachma that is called Atikyemen, Ancient of Days. Atikyemen means that level which is above Chachma, above the first of the divine attributes with which God creates. So there is the element of Gevurah and the element of Chesed. So the source of the Gevurah, the source of the Tzimtzum, its ultimate origin is in Atik Yemen. There is this condition, or this property called Butzina de Kardanisa, the confined light, or the dark light, which means that even there is already a restraint on the light. And that is the origin of the Gevurah. V'shedesh ha-chasadim, and the source of kindness, in other words, the creative light that does the actual creating, hu gam ken chesed atik yemen ki yedu liyedechein. That too comes from Atik Yemen, only it is the chesed of Atik Yemen, as is known to those who study the Kabbalah. On the 14th day of Sivan in the Hayyim Yayim, The Rebbe writes that when we put on the talus cotton and put on the tzitzis in the morning, after having washed our hands and in a place, not in the bathroom, for example, but in a place where we're allowed to make a bracha, then we make the bracha al mitzvah tzitzis. Since the talus cotton is not big enough, doesn't have the dimensions to be able to wrap yourself in it, the way we wrap ourselves in a talus gadol, therefore, you make the bracha al mitzvah tzitzis. If you're in a place where you're not allowed to make the bracha when you're putting on the talus cotton, then later, when you come to the davening, before the davening, if you're not putting on the talus gadol, if you're not putting on a big talus, then you rearrange or move the dalet tzitzis. You straighten them out, or you move them, and get them in their proper place. And on that, you can also make the bracha al mitzvah, at that time, make the bracha al mitzvah tzitzis.